Hold up. There it is.
Do the ladies love it when you go to the bar?
Oh, they hate it when it tangles in their hair.
So many rings.
I know. Like, why do you have all these rings on one hand?
You have all these rings. Just you maybe lose two of them in me?
Yeah. Oh, I actually had them. Well,
what a great way to start the episode.
Yeah. Are we live?
Yeah, we're awesome. Live. We're doing it live.
Do you
live.
Remember me sending you that picture of where I fucking blistered on my two fingers here because I left one of my rings on while finger banging this chick, and it gave me like water blisters on the side. It was fucked up.
So from then on,
I'm like, I'm more conscious to take them off. She never complained, but I hate to think of what I did to her.
There's an episode of the show Blue Mountain State where they go to a strip club and he loses his engagement ring.
In a stripper?
In a stripper.
That's awesome.
What is this one? What is this?
Blue Mountain State.
Oh, okay. I've seen that so long. I need to watch it again. Cool. So are we ready?
Ready, dog man.
Ready.
Teddy dog.
Don't ever call me dog man again.
Dog man.
We're going to call you dog man for the rest of the year.
I'll fucking murder you. I'm looking for the thing. Okay, here, boom. Okay, boom, 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 share. Bam, there we go. Oh, look at the dogs there.
A stream art.
On this episode of the Rhetoric Report, we talk about dogs. We listen to Mystic rant about something. And as usual, we give Ashtray shit. Speaking of Ashtray, this week, he's with us this week. And you all don't know this, but Ashtray is generally never on time. And we always have to wait for him to get his topics ready for the show. And I wrote this intro a week ago, so I'm going to give Ashtray a chance to fucking make me look stupid. Ashtray, were you ready on time this week?
Almost.
Almost.
He was ready with 8 minutes to go.
Yep.
But yeah, we literally had an extra week. So.
Boom. Well, you know, the week changed. My what sexies and my fuck it you thinks, they evolve.
Yeah.
Everything's in a flux.
You're right. Anyway, you're right.
Yeah, whatever. No.
Everything's in flux.
Next to him is Oracle. Oracle and his girlfriend are starting a new campaign against one of her least favorite words, moist. But unfortunately, the only acronym they can come up with was MAM, Mothers Against Moist.
Mothers right. Against Moist.
Ma'am. Yeah, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. That makes me as moist as a clam.
Next to him is Mystic. Mystic is our resident sourpuss, and we all love him for it. I actually have to say that because Mystic is coming to visit me, and he is also notorious for headbutting short people. So, Mystic, I did what you asked. Please don't hurt me in front of my son. Please.
I didn't ask you to do anything. I asked
you. Awesome. Boom.
Word.
Fuck off. I got work to do.
Yeah.
And I'm
smokes.
And I'm Teddy, but for some reason, all you fucking morons think I talk fast. But I really don't. You're just too stupid and listen really slowly. And yeah, sure, I've been told that I sound like a highly caffeinated Elmo dog. But fuck you. This is the Red Eye Report.
Elmo dog? What the fuck? Is that a different kind of breed?
He's no longer dog man. He's dog. Elmo dog.
Elmo dog. That's a great fucking rapper name. Elmo dog. Elmo dog.
Yo, we're back. Oh. I'm Elmo dog.
All right. So, at the end of last week's episode, 2 weeks ago episode, at the end of that episode, we got into a kind of discussion about dogs because one of Ashtray's friends was bitten by a pit bull. Before we start, how is your friend doing, Ashtray? Is she doing okay?
She has her stitches out.
Cool.
Now, I think she's...
Did you tell her to watch this tonight? Liz? Is Liz watching?
I don't know if she's watching Tasha's. Or not. I think she has a week or so and she'll be able to get back to... her massage therapy again, like stitches are out and stuff.
Right. She's a massage therapist.
Massage yeah, therapist. So she's that's been not massage. Able to make money.
Shit.
Right? For yeah.
All these weeks. She's all right. Her arm's gonna look really fucked, but it didn't tear anything that she can't get back to normal. So
get back to normal, cool. Way to go. All right, so I started.
Way to go! That sounded super sincere.
Yeah, right.
I mean, way to go!
Yeah, girl. Yeah, wait. Isn't that what white people say? Way to go! Glad to have you back, buddy. You know, isn't that what white people do? I'm trying to fit in and assimilate to the fucking.
So racist.
You goddamn right I am. So I started this research at first looking at things about pit bulls and everything else, and then I started looking at other dogs because. Pit bulls are, when it comes to deaths, pit bulls are related, they are responsible for 234 deaths from a 13-year period. I think from like 2002 to like 2017 or something like that. I think that's 15 years, but they are responsible for more deaths than any other dog in those 13-year periods. The pit bull. After the pit bull, it's the Rottweiler, which with 66 deaths. And then after that, it's like the German Shepherd and then like the Doberman and stuff. And that's what deaths.
Wait, that's the difference? 200 and what to 66?
Yes, but that's over 13 year period, which is still not
good. That's
yeah, that's not. Yeah, still isn't good. And the reason
70 something different.
So that's just dog bites.
Dog bites, right?
Death.
Death.
Yes. No, dog death. So pit bulls do that many more dog deaths than other.
Yeah, in the 13 year period, yes, than other dogs. The closest dog to him was Rottweiler, and that was.
Now, though, so we would have to slant those numbers based on the populations of both types of pets.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If there's more pit bulls than there are Rottweilers as pets.
Well, I'm sure this study had those in comparable number, or, you know, that would have been. Yeah,
I did look up the most popular dog breeds. We'll get to that later. So I got a lot of stats here for you. The CDC... says that there's approximately 4.7 million dog bites occur in the United States a year. 800,000 of those result in medical care. That means pretty much one dog bite out of every 69 people per year.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, really. Nine.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of dog bites.
There are different reasons why dogs bite, but I mean the main reason is they bite as a reaction to a stressful situation. They may be scared or threatened. To protect themselves, their puppies, or their owners, they're not feeling well or startled, or they nip and bite while they play, and some dogs get overexcited and stuff, and they like bite harder and stuff, and so I was
knock them in the face.
So one thing I would look up was do pit bulls bite the most? And they do not bite the most out of dogs.
They just kill the most, basically. Because
they don't fuck it up when they bite.
Yeah, right.
They're good at it.
We're not arguing that. It's kind of sad, but I'll tell you why they kill the most later, you fucking assholes.
All right.
So the dog that bites the most, what do you think? What dog do you think bites the most people?
Chihuahua.
Yeah. You're fucking right.
I'm going to say, is it?
It is it? Yeah. What? It's no Chihuahua. Way.
Yeah, it's got to be a little dog.
I just pulled that out of my ass.
Well, Chihuahuas always have attitude. I've never met a nice Chihuahua.
Little dogs do because they're trying to be aggressive because they're little.
You're not going to the hospital, though.
And they feel so inferior.
No.
The
dog that bites the second most is a bulldog. Third most is a pit bull. Fourth most German Shepherd. The Australian is the fourth. I guess Lhasa Apso, I guess that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by a Jack Russell Terrier, Cocker Spaniel, Bull Terrier, Pekingese, and Papillon.
Do they say which dog bites the least?
Say what?
Which dog bites the least?
I didn't look that up. Which dog
Golden
bites
retriever?
Old retriever? Yeah, like a lab.
Forget the name of it. I looked it up, but I can't. I've been looking for the fucking the thing I looked at, but I can't find the webpage. So I started putting this shit in the thing. There's a study. And they grade dogs about on aggression and stuff like that. And the pit bull is at like 67.9, and the golden retriever is at like a 65.9, like 2 points below, points below it. And it's a golden retriever. I think it's like the third most owned dog in the United States. It says 81% of dog bites cause no injury at all, or only minor injuries that do not require medical attention. You have a 112,400 chance to die from a dog bite or strike. You have more risk of dying from cataclysm storm, contact with wasp, bees, and hornets, air and space transport.
Say incident. Cataclysm storm.
cataclysm storm, my bad. So, yeah, wait.
Cataclysmic
storm, yeah.
Cataclysm storm.
Cataclysm.
I was out of catechisms today.
So look, God damn Catholic Church. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Nuns. Ailing nuns.
Ailing nuns. Where do you go?
Holy shit. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, so those are statistics on, statistics on dog bites and stuff. So I started to, what are you laughing at? What's going on? I mean,
because I was curious if a chihuahua ever killed anyone.
Did you look at
a tiny chihuahua called Chelsea on death row after savaging woman.
Wow. Like,
it wouldn't, murdering chihuahua would be named Chelsea.
The thing, though, that you got to be a pretty meek fucking person.
Probably some old lady tipped over in her bathtub and the dog got hungry.
Man, this thing must have been like a fucking honey badger or something.
Right? Yeah, no shit. That's what I'm saying. Like,
holy shit.
I'd be more scared of a cat the same size as a chihuahua.
Yeah, a cat can do some damage if it's really trying to fuck you up.
Well, and
their claws are way sharper.
And their bite, like, you're supposed to get antibiotics, I guess, because you get
infected very easily. Yeah, they do say seek medical attention when you get bit by a dog. So I looked up the worst 10 breeds to own or to have for family pets or around kids. Because I have a kid. Misty has a kid. Y'all don't have kids, but I decided to look that up. So number one, what do you think the number one dog is you should not own as a family member or kid for around kids?
Number one dog you shouldn't own.
Yeah.
Well,
Doberman.
No, actually, Doberman's not on the list of top 10. This is from the culture cheat sheet.
Husky. Ooh.
Husky, actually, not on there. It's
very a revered and accredited article or publisher. Yeah.
What, what is the question? I'm sorry.
What is it? Is that like a top 10?
Dangerous, what right?
Well, it's not most dangerous. It's like they're not. It's not because they're dangerous that you should own these dogs. A lot of them are because of the way that they instinctively are. And most of it has to do with the way they protect people.
Top fan Travis says the Labradoodle.
Is that a real Labradoodle thing? Here.
The Labradoodle is a real thing.
Or is that like a Pokemon?
So number one, I'm gonna say a Rottweiler is up there.
A Rottweiler is up there, but it's not number one. The number one, according to this website, is echidna. And the dogs, I did look at different websites. I did look at different websites, and all the top 10 dogs, all these top 10 dogs are on the same website, just in different order. So,
sounds like an ancient demon dog. What breed is that?
It's a kitten. Yeah. Kitna. It says they're great family.
It's like those family ones from Ghostbusters.
How do you spell that?
I think A K I.
Yeah, bring a picture up.
Akita.
A-K-I-T-A-S. Akita.
Yeah, Akitas.
Yeah, Akitas. Yeah.
No idea.
They're like, aren't they like huskies but what? With the green eyes?
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason is because. It says Akitas do not like to be teased and don't react well to children outside of the family. They have generations of instincts to serve as a family protector, but people outside the family they're not good with.
Very good sled dogs like huskies.
Yeah,
very obedient.
Similar to a Malamute then.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah, because Alaskan Malamute is the next dog. Yeah.
A Malamute's the second dog.
The second dog. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's because I had a friend who owned one and had to put it down because it bit two people. Never really did like major damage, but
yeah,
like
they become rambunctious and bored without sufficient physical exercise.
Wait, that dog there is the worst one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, isn't there like some meme made after that dog's
the
that
Dogecoin?
Dog? The Dogecoin. That's right.
The Doge.
I didn't know that was that dog. That dog looks so happy though. Right? That breed.
No wonder. He's gonna fucking kill your baby.
Oh, come on, it's not a dingo.
It won't kill your baby. It's like it's because they're family protectors and they don't react well to people outside of
the
family.
They won't be killing you, but they'll bite.
If the dog thinks that you're in danger in their family, then they will fuck you up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is not end well for the other person. So
okay.
That's
cool. We had a fucking lab mixed with something. We don't know what the fuck it was, but that dog was fucking crazy. If anyone stepped foot on our property, it would fucking go. It would just take off after it. Like some fucking dude's like, you know, just coming over to fucking hang out with my dad, some friend, and this fucking dog wouldn't even let him fucking near the front door.
Oh, this is a different list. I thought it was a different
crazy
list.
Motherfucker.
We're talking about some other dogs they have in here, but this is actually not the list I wanted to look up, but it's on here. Bull Mastiff is number four. Let's get down here. gigantic dogs, which is a pretty good reason. They're surprisingly agile, but they have a tendency to unintentionally hurt small children to get in their way. The Chihuahuas on here. Chihuahuas are nubtoes who fight.
Out of my way, small child.
If you have small children, Chihuahua might not be the right dog for you. On another list I looked up, Rottweiler was on there, and the Rottweiler was on there because it's a friendly dog. It's a very protective dog. But a lot of times,
you owe it money.
But a lot of times they can't tell. Like there's an instance they're talking about how uncle or whatever was tickling a kid, and the dog knew of the uncle, but the dog thought that through the tickling the kid was screaming and laughing. The dog thought that the uncle was hurting the kid, and because it's so protective that it did not end well. I mean, a lot of dogs that they say don't own is because either they're, especially small dogs don't like to be fucked with kids. And bigger dogs often get overprotective of the kids that they're protecting, which doesn't end well for people trying to pet them. I know my German Shepherd. I would tell people to let my son come up to you. Don't come to my son, because if my son was walking to you, the dog Snoopy would be fine. But if you walk toward my son, then she would try to rip my arm off to get out of the leash because she thought you were coming at my son. So I mean, you tell people don't do that type of shit because they get protective. I had a German Shepherd, but when it comes to dog bites. The most people that are hurt in dog bites are children and the elderly. And the main
easy
reason,
prey.
Easy prey. But I know Ashton, last week, one of your arguments were that pit bulls go for the throat. That's actually not true. When it comes to kids and children, most of their bites are in the face and the throat because the dogs are smaller and that's the easiest target. It's the easiest target.
Wouldn't happen to be like what so all other permanently mammals do them. In the wild.
Right, I mean, if the dog, bears, if your face lions, is right by the tigers. Dog, it's going to bite the face. It's not going to go
hunt
down
those
to
animals with the necks in the right range.
I fucking hate you. Most elderly are bit on the legs, okay? So fuck you, you piece of shit.
They got those low-hanging varicose veins.
Yeah, because the old people, it isn't worth fucking their face up. So they're like, yeah, let's go for the face. Let's scar this child.
Which is why the pit bull accounted for a lot more deaths than the other dogs, because they bit kids and they fucking went for the face and throat and shit.
And it just coincidental because of the child's size.
Yeah.
And what accredited researcher?
I couldn't find the list.
.com did we pull that off of?
Yeah.
I think this is the American Kennel Association. American Kennel Club. I also looked on here for the most popular dog breeds. Nice. And pit bull is not in the top 50. I don't see.
No shit. Really surprising.
Yeah, this is about 2008. For the top
which 10, makes the 234 deaths that much more alarming.
Not toward my favor. Bulldogs is number five, but I don't know if you can put American Pit Bull in that kind of bulldog kind of territory. The top five are retrievers, Labrador retrievers, German Shepherds, Golden Retrievers, French Bulldogs, and those are, yeah, so. Well, I guess it could be top five with American Bulldogs, right?
You
think Bulldogs
are the happiest little shit? They look like they're smiling all the time.
Let me click on to see if American Bulldogs are included in that.
Were Chows on that list at all?
Chows of the worst dogs.
Worst dogs are popular.
For worst dogs,
those ones that look like lions, kind of
Chinese.
Big yeah, chows. Oh, yeah, chows are on here. Chows are sturdy dogs, which might be appealing if you have an active young family. But they are the best dogs for children. They are naturally reserved and aloof, which means they aren't as
cuddly. They are aloof looking. Yeah. They got the far away eyes.
Yeah, and they aren't as cuddly and playful as their appearance might imply. Typical kid behaviors such as yelling, running around, and trying to manhandle the dog can trigger
aggression. The dog. Right, you need to get yourself a fucking golden retriever. You can manhandle those dogs.
Yeah, these chows look pretty cuddly.
They do. They're fluffy looking. But goddamn, they do look like they're looking past you.
Okay, so I finished off by looking at some. This is from tethertug.com. What
chow dog breeding.
Chow dog,
you like watching chow dog watching marshmallows. Fuck.
Look at the dog on top. He's got those eyes rolling in the back of his head.
Stacking pillows.
Stacking pillows.
What are y'all doing? What the fuck, man?
Animals on top of each other.
They did it.
Awesome. Oh, look at all the child pictures. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
You gotta watch the feet.
So I looked up some pit bull myths. Since that was the type of dog that we did start our things.
Is that first one, myth that they're not the most dog that kills the most people?
No.
The other study said yes by a long shot.
No, it says that the first myth is pit bulls attack more humans than any other type of dog. First off, pit bulls are often misidentified. Pit bulls serve for American pit bull terrier. Blah blah blah. The American Temperament Test Society is an organization that records the results of their standard temperament tests. The average pass rate for a breed, for all breeds, is 83%. The American Pit Bull passed the test at 86.8. Did I get that?
What's that mean?
No, we don't.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You said it really fast. Like, what's that mean?
It means it says that this American Temperament Test Society. They record the temperaments of all dog breeds. And in order for it to be a good dog breed, the temperament has to be over 83%. And the pit bull has a temperament of 86.8. So they do pass.
They pass.
They do pass.
No, that's the thing, though. This just reinforces what I've been saying. I don't think they attack or bite more than any other breed, like you just said. And they're obviously very protective. But they're fucking good at it.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. They are
because they attack. Killed 234 people in 15 years.
When they do attack,
way more than the yeah, next they're, second place.
Yeah, they're very muscular. Their attacks are very efficient, and they were bred for bear bait originally to bait
what?
Bears.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Pitbulls were yeah, like to bait really? Bears. And stuff. They were bred for that. So I mean,
so like fight with them because they're.
I mean, I guess they got to fight with a minute. You're going to bait a bear. I mean, you have to fight.
Well, when you're tracking bears, you usually hire a dog team that uses hounds that track the bear, and then they chase the bear up the tree. But they also fight with a fucking bear.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, you got six fucking pit bulls on a bear. I'm probably taking the pit bulls.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with
right?
you.
Right?
Like, yeah. That's some fucking
yeah, that's grown, some fucking firepower, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
They'll come back laughing after they're torn to shit.
Another myth is pit bull turn on the owners or snap without warning. I've heard this ever since I was a kid. They say neurologically healthy dogs never attack without a reason, and they rarely attack without warning. All dogs are
that's the qualifiers. Neurologically healthy dogs.
Yeah, exactly. I get that. Yeah, it's a qualifier. I get it. Yeah. A lot of times pit bulls that bite and everything else, it's like any other dogs, they say that they bite because either they're not used to something. When I was reading about pit bulls and stuff on here, it said that you have to get them, like all dogs, you have to get them acclimated to other dogs and people equally. My dog, she was only acclimated to people. She loved people, but if we took her to a dog park, she flipped the fuck out because she did not know how to act around other dogs. And the thing was, when she started playing with dogs, she'd play with them, and then when she wanted to stop playing, she didn't know how to tell the other dog, hey, I'm done. So she fucked the other dog up. Yeah, she fucked the dog up. And then the owner, because she would like run over to me and like hop on my lap, and she'd like I'm done playing, but he keeps following me. And then he wouldn't, the dog would leave her alone. So she's like, I said stop, goddammit. Then the owner's like, what's going on? I'm like, my dog wants to stop. I'm going to tell you. She hopped on my lap. She thought that was a signal for, hey, I'm done playing. And your dog didn't get that, and he chased her over here. So what to tell you?
You didn't send her to doggy preschool then, did you?
I did not know. I trained her on myself. She never bit. Yeah, she never bit anybody.
No other dogs.
Because I wanted to protect my house. Yes, I did wrong there with my next dog. I would train. I would be taking the dog parks and stuff to get. Yeah, I can meet with other people.
Yeah.
Number four.
Nothing worse and embarrassing than when your dog goes fucking ape shit when someone else is just trying to walk their dog too.
Yeah.
Fucking Christ! You gotta use a shock collar.
This is another myth that it doesn't help. It doesn't help my pit bull case at all. But I've heard about this since I was a kid. Pit bulls bite the hardest and lock their jaws on their victim. Pit bulls actually have the lowest bite force when compared to the German Shepherd and the Rottweiler. The average bite force of a fucking pit bull is around 320 pounds of pressure.
Of just three dogs.
Right, but when I tell you the PSI, the other dogs here in a minute, you can be like, what the fuck. The ideal that pit bulls lock their jaws, however, is a complete false. no dog breed has any special lock jaw mechanism that makes it impossible for them to let go. Pit bulls are awfully large, strong dogs and need an owner who is capable of controlling, training, and managing them, as with all large dogs. Like I said, that low PSI, the top 10 fucking PSI fucking bites are from, I don't even know half these dogs are. So one is a Kangal.
Kangal.
Yeah. Kangal. Go, Oracle, go.
Sounds like a fucking Mortal Kombat fighter.
It does, doesn't it?
Kango. I just get like a bunch of power drills or something.
Kango dog.
K-A-N-G-A-L.
Oh, G-A-L.
Yeah.
Kangal.
Huh. Looks a lot like that other one that...
The Dogecoin dog?
Yeah. Holy shit, this motherfucker. Wait until this picture comes up. You don't want to fuck with that thing.
Yeah, it has a bite PSI of 743.
Jesus. Pounds per square inch, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine that thing locking on your leg?
It's not coming up yet. Come on.
The second one is the American Bondage.
That's with the dog in the back of the Sandlot, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
It looks like it.
Where did this go? Oh, there it goes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, no, we can hear you. Yeah.
Like patroller guy.
Yeah.
That was the dog in Sandlot. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at.
Damn.
Man, that is a monster. Yeah.
What is that? A bull mastiff?
Kangal. No,
a Kangal. It's the strongest. It's the dog with the strongest bite.
Holy
743 PSI.
Damn. That's why the eight baseballs.
743 pounds per square inch. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Whoa. These things that's like crazy. Fight fucking lions. That is fucking
crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what they were bred for?
I don't know what they were bred for. I just looked into fucking at the fucking fight. Here's a picture of it
fighting a lion.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dog? Right.
Yeah, I thought the Sandlot dog was a mastiff. Travis said
it might be a mastiff. It was an English mastiff.
I don't know. Did they say in the movie what it was?
No, I don't think they said what it was. I think he was supposed to be just a mutt. He's a junkyard dog.
The English mastiff has a bite of a 556 psi.
Man, can you imagine being menaced by a dog like that in Guantanamo Bay?
Jesus Christ.
When I was delivering pizza, I got bit by a little fucking ankle biter. Because, it came running to the door, you know what I mean? Like, all like, and I went down to pet it, because, you know, it's a little tiny dog. What the fuck? I'm like, hey, buddy. And it just fucking snapped and bit me in the hand. Ooh. That fucking his owner, like this chick, is like, "Oh my god, yeah, don't go near him. What are you doing?" Like blaming me almost. And I was like, "What the fuck?" Like looked at her, like blood in my hand, you know? I'm like, dude.
Oh yeah, Cujo. What dog was? What kind of dog was Cujo? Was he a?
Cujo was a. He was a Saint Bernard.
Saint Bernard. Bernard. Yeah. That's a dog that. I was really popular back in the day, and you don't see anything about those anymore, do you? St. Bernard's? Yeah,
St. Bernard's the ones that stereotypically had the little barrel under their chin.
Well, they had those Beethoven movies.
What was there, like whiskey in those, or what was... What
yeah,
those
it was like some sort of alcohol to warm people up on the mountain, wasn't it? And it doesn't freeze. Yeah.
Right. That's like,
yeah, that's what they were. It was like hunting or tracking dogs.
Starving out there, but here's some booze. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
It actually has sustenance to it. You know what I mean?
There is calories.
You can live off of beer alone.
Can you really?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, just look at Ashtray. He's.
So you can live, just not very well. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
He was like, he was talking about fucking beer and in like ancient times. He's like, yeah, nowadays you could live off of beer alone. And he's like, I probably shouldn't have told a bunch of 18-year-olds that.
Yeah, I've actually read a beer diet where it's like, if you look. Get the unpasteurized ones. I guess you get all the extra.
I'm calling
bullshit. Diet. Like you think you die? Beer
diet.
It's don't get me wrong. It's like you're gonna be so weak. It's not like you're gonna be
maybe. Yeah, maybe eventually, protein. But you can sustain your life on the calories and the nutrients.
Isn't a beer diet just fucking alcoholism?
Yes, it is. Basically, yeah. That's
this beer diet was it was like one beer a day. But you also weren't eating anything else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's
why you lost weight. Actual starved yourself.
That's starving yourself.
Starvation, yeah. You just got a beer.
It's like a fasting kind of.
Just make sure something
that, dude. That would make you feel even worse.
Yeah, just make sure it's something like meaty, like a Guinness or something thick, so it's like a soup when you drink it.
That's why they say it's supposed to be unpasteurized. You get actually more nutrients and whatnot, all the extra vitamins.
That's all you're getting. That's pretty much it. I don't want to go through all these bite PSIs with these dogs. So my question to you all was, what is your favorite and worst dog you've ever owned?
Fuck.
If y'all owned any.
Favorite and worst dog? I know I had a number of Lassie and Cassie.
Two favorite and worst, right? I don't need 18 dogs you've owned. Just favorite and worst, okay? Let's not go through the whole line of dogs everybody owned, okay? Right. Let's keep it simple here.
Worst dog would have been Otis. He was an old hound dog who just wouldn't shut up. And eventually Grandpa just had to shoot him.
Oh, really? Okay, it's the worst.
Wow.
It's the best.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. It was kind of like, you know what? Otis just needs to be put down. He's like getting senile or something. And it was.
Travis wants to know what the Great Dane's bite strength is.
Yeah.
You got to Google it, Travis. It's not on top 12 list of PSI.
Oh, it's not in the top 12 then, huh?
It is not, no.
Was right, Pitbull still in the top 12?
Rottweiler is 12, and it's under the Rottweiler.
120 to 140.
Oh, that's pretty weak.
Great Dane.
Till it's on your arm, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. My favorite dog, the best dog I've ever owned, was a dog named Buster that we owned when we lived in Curtis up north. He was a golden retriever. Fucking great dog. The worst dog I have ever owned was this dog that me and my wife bought for my daughter. Actually, there were two of them. They were both rat terriers.
Oh, good.
And they were just horrible pieces of shit that never shut the fuck up. They were idiots, too. Like, totally, you couldn't train them. I tried for fucking weeks to train them, and I just gave up. We just took them to a shelter because I couldn't handle it anymore.
Okay. You're a cat guy, aren't you? Your own dog?
Yeah, I like cats, but I grew up with dogs. By the way, I fucked up the bite force thing. The 120 was humans. I don't know how much. Like a Great Dane is. Okay. So the probably the best dog growing up would be like Golden Retriever. Worst dog my parents had. They still have like these Pomeranian things, and they're all right.
Little ones, right?
Yeah, like, they're okay, yippee. But they fucking spaz out about fucking everything. And I remember one time, like I let this my mother's Pomeranian out, Cody, this little black one, and
goddamn Cody,
and something happened to it outside. Like I don't know if it saw something or if a snake fucking bit it. But then
got spooked in some way.
Yeah, I got spooked. But it like associated whatever the fuck happened out there with me. And I remember at the time, like my parents were out of town, so I was taking care of their fucking dogs, and I couldn't get this dog to go back outside.
Take a shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, you're gonna fucking explode, you know, but you're full of so much shit. So by like day two, I'm like, all right, you gotta go outside. Like, just you gotta get over
2 days.
Shit. Yeah.
This dog's like, nope,
right,
ain't doing it. Did it pee at all in the house?
Freaked out. No, it wasn't doing anything. So I'm like, okay, we're going outside.
Pretty, traumatized. Right. It's not even pissing in the corner.
It was really fucked up. So I'm like, okay, you got to go out. So I finally like cornered it, and I grabbed onto this thing, and it just started flailing and shooting shit and piss fucking everywhere.
While you're trying to
biting me. And I mean, it was like just this complete catastrophe.
Wow.
That was like such a terrible mess.
It was. It was. So, yeah.
And some of it got in his mouth.
Or it was trying to bite you.
It was biting me. Yeah, it was biting me. And it, I mean, it's just like a little fucking yippy yeah. thing. But yeah, they're just like, they get mentally
pissed
wound
all
up.
Over in the house while you're trying to get out of the house. Yeah,
I was trying to fucking help it.
I know fuckers. You're trying to help it, but man, that's like a funny Seinfeld episode or yeah. something. You know, it's like,
I was just trying to help him.
Shit. Okay. Dude, the worst dog we ever owned. My father got this. This guy at work had a guy sat or whatever. He got this is a cocker spaniel had a litter of puppies, Peanut. So we got one. She wasn't quite a puppy. She was like not fully grown. And this is one of the most aggressive dogs I've ever seen. And you know how dogs have that thing, or if you're eating, they'll eat. And you try to pet them or whatever. Or eating, they'll snap at you, or whatever. Like we couldn't break her or that shit. And so my father one time he put his bowl down to do something or whatever. Like on the table and shit. And so she got that. She hopped up on the table, tried to get it. And my father was like, no. And I tried to pull his bowl away. And the dog bit him and it jumped on his lap, started barking at him. My father was like, are you fucking crazy? So he grabs his dog and like chucks it down the stairs. We felt real bad about it. He's like, you don't bite me, motherfucker.
No, that's how you got to train animals sometimes. You got to knock them on the head. That's the only thing we understand. Yeah.
My favorite dog is a dog we just had, Snoopy. Like my dog would not let me and my wife fight at all. If me and my wife got to arguing, the dog would like come up. She didn't like aggression, so like she'd come up between us and like snap at me, and then snap at her and get us to back up, and then she'd sit back down. And like, she started growling, but get up like, what the fuck did I just say? What did I just say? So yeah, but that's our discussion on dogs. If you have anything to add, you know, you can add it. We don't give a fuck. So anyway.
Yeah, right. Add me. I have
something to add. My neighbors have an Australian sheepdog.
Oh, those are cool.
That dog is smart as fuck.
Yes, they are. My neighbor had one, and it was so fucking good at catching frisbee, except for it, and it loved it. But it loved it to the point where, the frisbees would start to crack, and the dog would come back with the frisbee, and, like, blood's coming out of the dog's mouth. And it's just like, yeah, throw it again. It's like, no, dude, like, you're fucking bleeding out of the mouth. The frisbee's ruined. Like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I have something to add too. Like with all animals, like I'm a dog person, not a cat person. But there was recently a video of this chick who was dumping puppies in the fucking bags in the fucking dumpster. She got dumping puppies in this. I don't know where she's getting puppies from, but they probably caught her on video and shit. Like people like that fuck dogs and stuff. I'm like, I think those people should be really extremely fucked up. Just like people who fuck up kids and stuff. I don't get it. So anyway, we're gonna move on to the what's sexy. First up is me because I wrote the outline. Boom. With Bill Nye cussing. If you saw, was it John Oliver this past week, or even on YouTube, he was talking about climate. He's talking about carbon. It was carbon pricing thing he was talking about. But he used Bill Nye to talk about the climate change, and Bill Nye did an excellent job. And I, as somebody who's watched Bill Nye, this fucker's got to be 112. I've watched him since he looked old as fuck when I was a kid. I mean, he looked old as fuck when I was a kid. So, I mean, like, to see he's still alive and doing science stuff. It's fucking.
Oh, no. Did we lose Teddy?
And doing science stuff.
Doing science stuff. He
likes the globe.
Oh.
Teddy, you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm going to junk your room paper up.
You're back.
Woo. Good. All right, so Bill Nye. You
can see the frat party that happened in your room.
Yeah. Look at those fucking cups.
Oh, now he's frozen again.
Look at him. Yeah. He looks like he's having a stroke. Poor bad.
Somebody screenshot that shit. All
right. We'll watch the Bill Nye, the science guy. When did that show start? That was in the
Bill Nye?
Early 90s?
Yeah, it had to have been the early 90s.
Yeah.
Do you remember Beekman's World? It was a crazy guy in a big
whatever
fucking
rack. What happened to Beekman?
I don't know.
Beekman's World.
He probably runs a fucking like a franchise of Wendy's now.
work.
Right.
Or all
right,
I'm back. Fucking Skype just fucking quit. He said, "Oops, our fault." And so you must restart Skype.
Well, thanks for apologizing, you fuck. Now get me back to my call.
Like, really? Okay. So next we're going to move on to Oracle with casting of pods.
Casting of pods. We're back in business. Got the our podcast was on, I don't know, probably like a year, maybe a year and a half hiatus. If like some of the, so it just wasn't going out on our podcast feed.
Right.
Some of you might not know, but before Facebook streaming, we've actually had a podcast since 2012.
Yeah, that's like baby stuff. Why would we listen to a podcast?
So now, if you choose to do so, you can listen to us while you work out or ride in your vehicle.
Right. Or while you try to cure your own loneliness late at night by yourself.
Don't listen to us while you work out. You were shit your pants. So it's so goddamn funny. I'm just being honest. Especially the commercials, dog. Oh my god.
But yeah, it's good to be back with that shit.
And so now, like, if I go on my podcast app and I search Ready Report, I will then get back to the full screen.
Yep.
List of things.
Yep.
Attaboy.
We have the latest, the 50 on our stream. You can get the rest of them on our website if you want to get the other ones.
Oh.
Yeah, latest. What are we up to now? What's this one?
In our podcast, we have up to 233 because somebody's a lazy dickhead and get the murals done.
How many murals do I have to do yet? One, two?
You walked into that one, bro. You walked right
into that one. Maybe I did.
So check it out. Your favorite podcast app, Red Eye Report.
Check it. Boom, subscribe. Like us. Twiddle us.
Don't twiddle us. We don't.
Yeah, we don't use Twitter.
Okay, let's watch twiddle. Beekman's World.
Trump.
Let's watch Beekman's World. What?
Oh, you got the trailer for Beekman's World. Yeah, this will be a throwback for
you were gone. Any of
90s kids.
We were talking about Beekman's World.
What the fuck, man? He's a Bill Nye knockoff.
Don't you ever call him
ever
that.
Say that about
Beekman. Didn't he have like the guy in the rat suit?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God.
That's why I was like, what happened to Beekman's World? Because it was similar, a little more over the top. Oh, I forgot he had that weird, crazy hippie chick assistant with the weird, like, subtle sexual tension.
They were definitely doing
what
a bunch
was,
of shrooms.
Was Bill Nye on basic cable.
No, he came on Saturday morning, so like he was like on Channel 4 or something like Saturday.
Oh
morning.
Yeah, it wasn't even. It was,
like, after
right.
Yeah, after cartoons went off, he came on. Yeah, and, like when he came on, that's when he knew fucking something else was coming on after that. That wasn't cartoon related, so it was hadn't played. So
Bob yeah. Ross. No, we're not watching. We don't want to see painting shit. This is science.
Yeah, science.
Bob Ross killed hookers anyway. Who cares about
it? And if you tell anybody,
I don't think he killed hookers, but I mean, look at him. He had a perm.
He had a perm. That means that he killed.
He had to have killed at least one hooker. I mean, you don't get a perm. Next
episode. Yeah, that's the only way he could be so calm on his show. If he had to fill his bloodlust.
He went in public looking like that. Bushes. I had a teacher in high school, my senior year in Marshfield, that had a perm.
Who the fuck?
Oh, he had a New York accent too.
Wizard.
Mr. Wizard's World. I remember that one. Mr. Wizard's World. All these science ones give me. Yeah. Apparently, Mr. Wizard's had the whole thing. I don't know.
Nature is neat. It's neat.
Nature is neat. Okay, so going next up, we got Ashtray with not paying to fix his car.
Apparently, yeah.
Socialite.
So,
what's your Groupon? Did you get a Groupon?
Yeah, right.
Fuck you, dog. Groupon is the shit, all right? Y'all gonna leave me alone by that shit. Fuck y'all.
Yeah. So, yeah, just a shame you didn't have one for your bike. So, I had an oil change maybe a month ago.
Dead ass, dog.
And they said, you know, sound when we drove it around a lot after the oil change, kind of sounded. There was a noise, maybe like a bearing's going bad, but the mechanic didn't have time to get it back up on the ramp to take a look before I got there at the end of the day to take it back. And he's like, I was like, well, is this something I should have looked at the next oil change? And he's like, I'd probably do it before then. So I got this long trip, and I decided, fuck, I better get this looked at. Drop it off for the whole day. Get a call. So yeah, what exactly was that? What was that sound like? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I got shit for hearing. Like, you guys said there was a sound. And I say, like, oh. So do you still want us to throw it? You know, put it up on the lift and look at it. I'm like, yes. I'm driving for a long period of time. Yeah, calls me back at the end of the day. He's like, no, actually, it's like there's a few things that you need to, you know, take care of eventually, probably by the next oil change. Got like a seal that should be replaced, but no sound. It's quiet as a mouse. No bearings, fine. You're safe. So I got there. They gave me my keys. I'm like, no lift fee. He's like, no, you're good. It's like, shit. Wow. No months. Nice.
What?
That's they didn't even charge me for like putting up in the lift and looking under it and stuff.
They probably stash like a bunch of fucking drugs in your car or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't worry about it, man.
If you hit the light switch and the brakes at the same time, your passenger's gonna lift up and you see like 6 kilos go.
My entire dash just flips open.
Just watch out for MS-13 when you're driving down the highway. All right?
But that's how they keep you coming back, though. You know what I mean?
That's well, a good mechanical.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah, this thing too is
like a good bartender that's like, oh, this one's on me. Oh, I'll have to get four more now, you know?
Exactly. Right? Or it's like, well, I'll tip you an extra $5, which I would have paid for that drink anyways.
Next up is Mystic with Ricky's Dick.
Ricky's Dick? Ricky-ism? I don't know. Anyway.
Ashtray changes.
I'm like, well, I'm revisiting the outline.
I'm late for change. All right.
I'm like, so, I don't know what's going on here.
On Facebook, why do you keep playing Mr. Wizard videos?
I don't know. I've never seen it before. I was curious.
Oh, really?
Looks like that house looks like, I was wondering who they got. That house looks like it's not safe for kids. It looks like in the basement, after the science experiment, they're going to have some not fun in the basement for those little kids.
That's where Bob Ross killed them. So, anyway, I joined this Facebook fucking page. Let me get exactly what it's called here. Yeah, it's rickysdick.com. Yep.
Yeah, go. I'm not Googling that one. Sorry, guys. I'll Google dogs fucking, please, but not Ricky's
Dick. So it's called Trailer Park Boys Rickyisms, right? It's got 132,000 members. And all it is just an homage to anything Trailer Park Boys. So like 20-25 times a day, I get some of the funniest memes and one-liners from almost every episode of fucking Trailer Park Boys. But what's sexy is that this is the one area of Facebook that I can go on here and call people like a shit-eating, cock-sucking twat. And they just laugh about it because everyone talks like it's a Trailer Park Boys episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking ridiculously fun. I've basically spent the last 2 weeks having a blast on this. That's the only thing on Facebook.
It's like you found a corner of Facebook that's
just
redeeming.
Fuck with people. Yeah.
Just reminds me of, you know, like the movie Land Before Time.
Yeah,
and
the dinosaurs.
Yeah, how they're looking for like the last sanctuary after the fucking the meteor hit or some shit.
I was like, why does this remind you of that cartoon?
Mystic's just been out on the fucking like this massive journey across the internet looking for his fucking people. How many times have you been by?
Here's an interaction today. Like, here's an interaction today. Somebody put up a meme. And they use Talladega Nights, like a line from Talladega Nights, for some reason. And this guy goes, Jesus, you're a dick pinching, huffing fucking glue. Our Talladega Nights has nothing to do with Trailer Park Boys. Biggest fuck giraffe in the dumb, dumb salad. So I said, you gonna fucking cry about it, sweetheart? And he said, you fucking want one? These are all like lines from Trailer Park Boys. You just talk in fucking Trailer Park Boy language.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, from you, it wouldn't hurt. He's like, I said, I'm sure from you, it wouldn't hurt very much. Now fuck off. I got work to do.
Wow.
And he came back with another couple things. It's fucking fun, dude. It's just fucking with you. Like, I'd get banned for 30 days.
It's like the dog that, you know, is playing too hard. You know, it's like, oh, he's just playing. Right, he's just playing.
Yeah.
Like, he's got my dick in his mouth. That's not playing anymore. It's pain. All right. Next up is Fucked You Think. And we're going to start off with me with dumb Southerners. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard that Alabama passed an anti-abortion law. If the doctor is convicted, up to 99 years in prison or life. And the bill does not make any exceptions for rape or incest, which I understand why it doesn't make any exception for incest, because in Alabama, saying things like mother, sister, or father, cousin are kind of, they're just normal talking. Brother, it's my brother, sister, mother, sister. I'm like, what the fuck?
My brother, cousin.
I'm like, yeah. So a lot of people are saying that they are doing this just, they know it's not going to hold up. They're just doing it so that it'll bring it up in the Supreme Court, and because they want to, you know, the Christians want to overturn Roe versus Wade. And if they do overturn Roe versus Wade, there will be, I swear to God, Gilead's coming in like 2 or 3 years. The minute I see bitches in red hoods, I'm out. I'm gone. Taking me and Chubby Cheeks, we going to Canada. You can come with us if you want to. next up after that is it's Oracle with Precog Rage Complex.
New band, by the way. No, so today, I don't know if you guys do this. Do you ever fucking get so worked up about a little problem with a person? And then it just builds in your mind and you start having this like scenario playing out in your mind. Yeah,
where you imagine like you're arguing with them.
Yeah. And then that just grows.
It's called a relationship.
So I was
on a long enough timeline.
I was having that today. There was just a situation where somebody had been given the wrong test. And basically that person was kind of fucked over because of this. And it was just, they were basically set up to fail with this. And I was just pissed off, you know, the more I thought about it, because the right, you know, somebody just assumed like, oh, well, this person is this level. They gave them a test at a certain level and it didn't actually reflect what their score was. Their score was inflated because it was an easier test, and then now when it's time for them to take another test, they're held to a standard that is much higher, and because that score was inflated in the beginning, it's like using your kindergarten scores for your high school fucking test. It doesn't make fucking sense.
Just because you got an A on your kindergarten test
exactly
doesn't correlate to the next step of testing.
Right. So it was just broken because the proper steps weren't followed. Well, anyway, so I'm just thinking about this. I'm like, fuck, you know.
And are you mad at the person who took this test or the person who gave the wrong test?
The person that gave the wrong test, because it's like, man, it sucks because this student is trying hard and they're actually doing very well, but they're fucked. Like, they have no way to show, you know, according, you know, in relation to the state standards, that they are progressing because they were given the wrong fucking test. And it wasn't, you know, followed the procedure to actually assess where this person should have been, you know, which test they were given. Anyway,
this person got fucked.
Yeah, they got fucked. Basically. I mean, end of the day. So I'm sitting there, I'm just kind of raging about it, you know, and I'm just like,
social justice warrior.
And I just like, I'm typing out this email, you know, and I'm just like, and I've got like students coming in too, and they're trying to talk to me. I'm just like, sit the fuck down. No, I'm just like, I'm not able to concentrate. And that's the thing that was bothering me. And I, you know, I finally typed this thing out and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to let this shit sit. And I'm just going to put it in my drafts folder. Yep,
that's a good idea.
And sure enough, end of the day, I had a conversation with that person. We talked it out. We're like, you know what? Yeah, this is messed up. We will solve this situation by doing this. It's not that big of a deal for this person. And it was fine. Do you
get them to take the right test then? Or
well, it's kind of too late at this point. basically what happened is they're just not going to show a gain, but it's all right because they didn't regress. And when they start again next year, we will get that. We will show that gain. And it's more for our organization's numbers where it matters.
For get the people that still give your organization money.
Exactly.
Because you're showing progression through your
people you're helping. It's always shitty though. Like when a student takes a test and they look at me and they're like, man, I've been knocking it out of the park and I feel like I did really good. And it's like, well, actually, trying to explain that score.
Like, situation. Listen, Ricky, yeah. Right. You colored between the lines and that was very good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, totally worked it out just fine. I'm just
trying to give them a book learning.
I'm so glad that I held off on that email.
Mm-hmm. That's what being an adult is.
Because I wanted to see the fight in parking lot. Fuck you.
And I get upset at myself because it's like, man, you got to learn to fucking just let shit go. Like, I'm like the fucking pit bull out there. I'm fucking attacking that shit. Well, yeah. I don't have a flight mode. I got a fucking fight
thing is,
mode.
Though, if anything, you got to tell yourself that, like, this is actually a win for you because your primal reptilian brain is that pit bull. Like, grow, fucking rah. And then you're like, put this in my draft folder. And if it fucking really needs to tear them apart, I'll pull it out and send. And then you breathe it. And then you had that. You just happened to have that time where you ran into him and, like, person to person, resolved it. And you're like, phew. Good thing I didn't unleash that primal venom that I typed out, which actually probably was helpful for you.
It would have been
to get some of that rage out.
So talk about like modern solutions to modern problems. Like, what would my like fucking Neanderthal fucking ancestor, what situation would he have been in? But he had to like fight a fucking saber-toothed tiger. I'm just like, I better fucking save this in my drafts folder. Like, how far have we fallen?
Well, that's the thing, yeah, is you don't get to fucking murder animals on a regular basis to get your rage out. Yeah. That's why you have to write it, stomp it into an email, and put it in the drafts and let that cool.
So yeah, I'm working on it.
Awesome.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like you did well.
It's over, Ashtray. It's over. We're done.
No, you're over.
Mystic with HBO petition.
All right. So as of last count, 500,000 people have signed a petition to redo the last season of Game of Thrones. Or not even just redo it, but maybe some people have said make it an episode 8 because there's only 7 episodes in this last season.
What was it? Everybody in Portland?
I don't know. It's 500,000 people. 20 million people watched the last episode. So it's like, what? 0.5%
Excuse
of the fucking people that have watched it. But here's my issue with it. You're the audience. You don't get to fucking choose what they do. You know what I'm saying? You know how pissed off I was at the end of The Sopranos? With the way that ended.
Oh.
But you know what? The guy who made it has the right to fucking make the ending he wanted to make.
He can make it as ambiguous as
right
and up in the air as you want.
So go fuck yourself if you don't like the last fucking season. Oh, George R.R. Martin deserves this to be better. Fuck him. That dude hasn't written a fucking book in the series in how many fucking years?
So, yeah, well,
they've
the thing
surpassed
is...
surpassed the source material. They're making shit up at this point.
The show's gone past the books, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. You want it to fucking be more like the books? Well, then tell them to read the
keep
fucking
up.
Book.
You better... Yeah. I look forward to
seeing this. Yeah, he's going to be dead before he finishes his book, so it doesn't really matter.
Riding this fucking wave. He's rich now. He don't give a fuck.
Right? He's probably just been an old crotchety man for... how long? And now he's got all kinds of money.
Like, fuck, man. That'd be like people getting pissed at The Handmaid's Tale for not being like the book. Well, there isn't a fucking book. They surpassed the source material after
the source material was just season one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just fuck off and deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, move on. There's other shows out there to watch. There's other movies. Chill the fuck out.
Word. Next up is Ashtray. Is or is not Iran preparing to attack?
Yeah. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Is Iran preparing
bomb,
to attack?
Bomb, bomb, Iran. Yeah. The, if you haven't been listening to the news the last 2 days, the, basically they're like, not. The U.S. is claiming, that they have multiple images of Iranian commercial vessels in the Persian Gulf that are, they believe, are carrying missiles and other munitions. We've
seen a lot of public reporting about heightened
basically a
Iranian
report
activity
has been
in the region,
leaked,
particularly in Iraq.
You know that says, "Oh, we've seen these boats with missiles on them and shit." And like, so as I'm watching the news, you know, like all they've got is this like kind of hokey, you know, when the news does a real quick, like, we need a 3D animation to show what boats with missiles on them looks like. Charlie, quick, whip that up. No, all right, you know, we'll take this weird tube and put it on top of a boat. And it's like, it reminds me of fucking Iraq.
That's exactly what it is. Weapons of mass destruction.
These train cars, they're full of chemical weapon facilities. They can move them around. Look, we've got a cross section.
This is the only way. This is wag the dog, man. This is the only way Trump has to get elected, to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he's done.
And he's baiting fucking Iran to do something.
Yep.
And the thing is, no one is releasing these so-called images of that multiple images they supposedly have.
Because there aren't
any. Because there aren't any, exactly. And it's like, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis, like that fucking shit. That's when, have you ever seen that movie 13 Days? About the Cuban Missile Crisis, where they show the whole like showdown in the UN, where I can't remember the guy's name, but basically he like throw down the fucking spy plane photographs that they had in front of the ambassador or whatever of Russia, and like called their bluff, be like, we fucking got the pictures, bam, and in front of, you know, the news cameras and everything. You know, they don't got shit here. It's just fuck.
Yeah, right. In this day and age.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah,
there should be cell phone video of it.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
From some kid on some peninsula, you know.
Well, right. And with the way, like, you know, imagining the caliber of global imaging satellites, because they've been around for what now? More than 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
20 years, maybe?
20. Definitely.
And the, you know, they would have fucking pictures. And if Trump had real pictures, I think he'd be waving them around. Look at this. Rah, you know, like, he's that kind of guy. If he's got anything that is somewhat legit, man, he swaggers that around like an old wiffle ball bat.
Or makes money for his friends, man.
He swings it around like an old white man with a prosthetic black dick.
Can't launder money for the Russians if you don't have a place to launder it through.
It's true.
I.e. fucking weapons manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Oh, is that it?
So yeah. Fuck this whole
I feel bad for the Middle East, because they're gonna end up fucking
taking
the brunt of all of our fucking bullshit. And this shit's gonna come back on us.
It totally will, especially
I feel
like
bad for my kids, because that's around the time when fucking the rest of the world's going to wake up and we're going to be fucking fucked.
It'll be the time when those kids who are
everybody else versus us
in those refugee camps you're talking about, the Syrian refugee camps who still believe in ISIS, that's going to be when they're older adults and planning crazy attacks.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I said that to my daughter tonight, and they're like, we're watching Game of Thrones. She's like, they're not going to kill the kid, are they? I'm like, if they're smart, they will. She's like, that's horrible. I'm like, well,
teach them right.
15 years from now, when that kid hates Daenerys for burning her mom alive.
Sorry, you
comes
get people
back and murders her.
Yeah.
Same concept, man. We're breeding new generations of terrorists just by fucking being terrorists.
Smart, they'll kill the kid. It's so fucked up. Think like that is true.
Father daughter moment.
It was. It was a great moment. Yeah. Put that in there. Fucking, I'll have that during her wedding.
You remember that time I told you the real truth?
Genocide works.
Yep. Wow. But only if you're on the winning team.
Yeah, only if you're on the one committing it.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Kill them so they can't come back and kill you a generation later.
You wanted to be an only child and you got away. You know, it works that way too.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our show. Go fuck yourself. Let's just pick Clarksville, Tennessee. Anywhere in Tennessee. Yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee. All right. You can follow us at theRedReport.com, or you can also follow us at Facebook.com/RedReport. You can Twitter us at Twitter, but nobody pays attention. Ashtray likes it when you twiddle his ass.
Yeah.
He likes that kind of thing. Like and share
olive oil.
With olive oil. Like and share some fuckers. We're down for whatever. I'm Teddy.
I'm Oracle.
This is Ashtray.
And I'm last place again.
Gotta be quicker, Chubby. All right. That's the Red Eye Report.
But I can't.
I came as fast.